simply experiences the world and as an impulse, and acts on those impulses. Now, for animals, this is usually fine, but for human beings, we have more to us. We have other parts of our brains and even our souls that moderate these impulses. At least they are supposed to. There are things within us that help us to understand what things are truly good and what things might just be a good thing that's out of place or not the best time. St. Thomas Aquinas described it as if we had two different appetites within us. First being the sense appetite, and that's similar to what we share in common in animals. And it's relatively simple. It's attracted to good things that delight our senses. And then there's the rational appetite, which can put the brakes on, you can think for a while, and decide whether that second or third piece of cake is really a good idea. Rational appetite also points us towards longer-term goods or intangible goods. But as we know, sometimes that sense appetite wins out. We may experience we may enjoy the experience just for a moment, but ultimately pay for it later. I've come to really like this description of our experience more than a duality between body and soul, as if the physical body is somehow bad and the soul is the only good thing. Because as human beings, we are both body and soul. And just because something comes from a lower nature or from a sense nature, that doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. It could be a good thing, just in the wrong time or the wrong place or under the wrong set of circumstances. In today's day and age, we seem to be bombarded with sensory input wherever we go, whether it's good for us or not. Could be in a restaurant, a movie theater, or even a store. And some marketers like to play upon this and use this excessive sensory input to sell marginal things. All with the promise that this is going to be amazing. Or the latest widget or update will completely change your life. Has anybody seen that happen? I don't know about you, but I've rarely had a life-changing experience because of X, Y, or Z that I purchased in a moment. In our lesson from Romans today, St. Paul used a different set of images, talking about the same thing, but just a different set of images with a stronger set of consequences. Instead of sense appetite, St. Paul spoke about the flesh. And instead of a rational appetite, he talked about the spirit. St. Paul was very clear, setting the mind on the flesh means death, while setting the mind on the spirit is life and peace. Now, why would he say that? Ultimately, it's because we only, and I stress only, set our minds on the lower things, only on sensory delights, only on the temporary things that pass away, we really become no different than our animals. The family dog can gobble up a good meal and even enjoy it, especially if you leave that plate a little bit too low, like the little leftover peanut butter and jelly sandwich that's left on the couch. Boy, that was one quick. But the higher things in life, things that make life really worth living, things like genuine friendships, love of one another, spirituality, these things can only be accessed from the higher parts of our soul. It's the thinking person that comprehends the goodness greater than the senses can perceive. The thinking person discovers where true joys are to be found. One thing that these two parts of the soul do have in common, though, is that they both seek out what is good, or what they perceive as good. Sometimes we get things mixed up, and that's why we have correction, that's why we have confession and forgiveness. We get things right. But it's just that the sense appetite cannot comprehend the greater goods. St. Paul said that those of the flesh, the lower desires, cannot please God. And he's speaking of two things. One regards the person who is only concerned with their sensory pleasure, or maybe not only, but primarily sensory experiences. Take a really good piece of art, for example. You can see it and take in the visual stimulation and say, wow, that looks pretty neat. But understanding the intention of the artist, their technique, the background of the piece, that raises your appreciation to a whole new level. Now, the spiritual life works the same way. You will never be able to comprehend God solely through the sense appetite. The closest you may experience is through communion, or actually any sacrament, because they're tactile and physical in nature, and we do have a sensory experience with them. But even with communion, while you're experiencing it through your senses, the taste, the feeling, the smell, communion finds its fullest expression when you look at it in faith. Rationally, or perhaps you could say super rationally, you can see it as the body and blood of Christ come down from heaven to be close to you. Knowing this, while you experience the taste and the feeling of the bread and wine, brings these two aspects of your soul into harmony. And that's what it's really about, isn't it? The spiritual life isn't about forsaking this world in favor of some other reality, but it's about using every good gift in the right way, under the right circumstances, and for the right purposes. It's about bringing into harmony the sensory appetite along with the rational appetite. It's about receiving and enjoying all the good gifts from God in the right way. But to do this, we need to know what is truly good. St. Paul wrote that to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. He went from there and said that the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells within you, giving life to your mortal body. This is a way of saying that we become fully alive when one, ultimate goodness has come within you, and two, you pay attention to that ultimate goodness. Think for a moment about how life works when you have what's best right in front of your eyes. What kind of decisions would you make? How would you spend your time and your energy? Would it be like you had your absolute favorite movie in front of you, or a cheap animation that I did in my spare time? Now, just for the record, I am really bad at animations. And say I could come up with anything for it. But which one would you pick? The gospel exists for you as a human being to have a truly amazing life, an amazing life based on truth. And this is different from what the world around you thinks is an amazing life. Today our world pushes the lower sensory experiences often for somebody else's gain, and it often neglects the greater things in life, things like love, friendship, and truth. St. Paul's message in Romans is turn aside from the lower things so as to bring them into harmony. They come into harmony by putting them in perspective. God is the ultimate good, and God has come close to you in the person of Jesus Christ, who is made present to us through the sacraments. You are given God's Spirit to dwell within you so that you don't have to look far to see ultimate goodness. It is right up close. Everything else in this world is a lesser good. The idea is to keep your focus on the greater things, guided by the higher part of your soul, so as to enjoy the sensory things in their proper way. For to be fully human, fully alive, we must utilize our entire beings, not just the momentary sensory pleasures. So God has given us the greatest good, the gift of Himself. And in response to that gift, we turn our full attention towards God and enjoy what is true, lasting goodness. With that goodness in mind,